as we left off yesterday, trying to understand just Taich in the Braisa, the Doifin Sukkos Kedoifin Shabbos. So the simple pshat in the Braisa was is that it's referring to what the second half of the Braisa is, namely the Dinim of Lavud. That the justice as a din of Lavud, you can construct a mechitzin of a Shabbos, as the Mishnah you speak about in Irvin, based on the principles of Lavud. So too, you can construct a mechitzin for the purposes of Sukkah, based on the rules of Lavud as well. Even if for whatever reason, that's not exactly what the first line of the Braisa means, that Ridvah quoted an alternate pshat, maybe different Sukkah, different Shabbos is referring to something else, but the end of the Braisa for sure means that. So everybody agrees, Lamaisa, there is a din of Lavud. I mean, it doesn't seem there's any other way to read the Braisa. So of course there's din of Lavud. Now Lavud, if the pattern the after Hilchah Shabbos, so in Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara speaks about two different kinds of lavud. There's lavud in that's put to the ground, lavud, and then there's lavud in terms of running strings across to reach the point of ten tefachah. But either one of them is considered to be part of the Lach Moshesinei of lavud. So it sounds like this is a no-brainer. This is obvious. It's going to work for Sukkah. And again, if it works for Shabbos, it works for Sukkah. So before we get to the Sukkah part, why somebody may throw a monkey wrench into this Lavud story, let's just make sure we understand, we appreciate the significance of Lavud as it plays out first in the Shabbos. So the Mishnah is talking about making mechitzas this way, mekifim bechavolim. There's a famous kash of the Rosh. The Rosh let's see if I can find it. Yeah. The Rosh presents it as a kasha, as part of a whole context of kashas. In the fourth of the Ramakomas, the Rosh begins with a whole series of kashas against all the strange mechitas that we find in the second paragraph of Erevin. It's interesting, when you learn Masechet Erevin, so all of a sudden you find these very, very bizarre kinds of mechitas. You find Pasi Birosas, and you find Tursa Pesachs, and you find Makifim Bechavolims. So the Rosh poses the question, Vim Taimer, the fourth of the Ramakomas, Lama Hutzuchu Lasos Pasim Libiros? How come the Mishnah speaks about Pasi Birots? V'gamo itirel behemos oli regolim v'lo l'odom v'kal ha'yayos elasos yus ha'pesach v'dal ruchos v'fli yayas ha'kibas dizim. V'ekta Rosh Akasha, why in the world did we have to allow this heter of Pasi Birots? Now again, Pasi Birots works min ha'Torah that we already learned in the last week. There's no question Pasi Birots is sufficient min ha'Torah, either because you have corners, or because it never was a din of Omer Republic, whatever the answers in the Rishon in one of the last sugya, Pasi Birots does work. But between you and me, Pasi Birots is not such a glatta heter. Pasi Birots is not something that we like. Lamaise, if not for the fact that we were in the extenuating circumstances of having people feed their animals, we would never have been matta Pasi Birots. And Haraya, we're not matta Pasi Birots, and let alone hitira Pasi Birots, and other Rugalim Bovad. So Lamaise, in Bergenfield today, we want to invoke Pasi Birots, we laugh at you. There's no such thing as Pasi Birots, Bisman Azeh. So comes the Rosh and says, oh, Bazoi, that we're not so comfortable with Pasi Birots, why Chazal Matu in the first place? It was so easy to do otherwise. It was so easy to rectify the situation with another solution, which really is a good, valid solution. Namely, what's the other solution? Build what? Build Tursa. You're already building something, so build the Tursa Pesach. What's the difference? We're not telling the guy you can carry with nothing. We're telling the guy, find eight planks of, how many planks of wood does it need? 8 planks of wood. And nail them in and make it a pasi. It's going to take the guy the whole afternoon through it anyway. So instead of making pasi rolls, which is such a shvach ahead there, lo itiril oregon bavat, why don't you just tell him to build a tursa pesach? For the same money, for the same effort, let him build a tursa pesach. That's the Rosh's kasha. And the tursa pesach is going to work. I, it's midalad ruchos. Afili yosem meyeser. So what? After all, we all know we don't follow Rav. We have no hesitation on using Tursa Pesach for more than 10 Amis. So the Rosh says, V'yeshleimar, Elohai miskayim kolkach. He says, the osu gmalim v'shadulei. V'gam nokel lipo b'ruch she'er mitzuya, v'sher tzrich lagbiyam b'nei ha'gmalim. So comes the Rosh and says, it was a purely what? It was a purely technical reason. Logistical problem here. This was not a halachic issue. This was an Erev maintenance crew decision. We really gave them two different choices. Either build Turos HaPesachs or build Pasi Birots. They're going to tell us it's not practical to build Turos HaPesachs. Why? Because the camels are going to knock down the wires. And the only way for us to make the wires in such a way that the camels won't knock them down, we're going to have to make them really, really high, and it's not going to be able to withstand the Ruch Mitzuya, which is, of course, the no-no in Ruch Mitzuyah. So therefore, Turos HaPesach is just not practical. And the setup of camels camping around a water hole, it's just not practical. That's the Rosh's answer. No great lumdus, but you know, sometimes the correct answer is practically. I can come up with a razzle-dazzle lumdus. If a maisa, if the Erev man can't put it into practice, he has to come up with something else. So according to the first answer of the Rosh, Chazal had to come up with Pasi Biros. Again, Chazal didn't make up Pasi Biros. The principle of Pasi Biros is a din deraisa. Either it's based on X, based on Y, based on Z. It's a din deraisa. But the permissibility of Pasi Biros is something that we would have frowned upon, we would have shied away from, we never would have wanted to accept Pasi Biros. But Leis Breira Kasuris Beskha is not an alternate. That's the first Esteris in the Rosh. Then the Rosh continues. The Chain Tzach Leimer, Gabi Shiyar Shechonsa Bedikla. Shemakifin Shleisha Chavolim Zela Mal Mizeh. Economy Pachas Begivu Lod Tzuris Beskha. So says the Rosh, wait a second. This Mishnah that talks about Makifin Bechavolim, Economy Pachas Begivu, the two cases of Lovehood, what's the case? What's the case the Mishnah describes? Anyone bother looking up the case? Anyone looked up the case that Chazal described? Shiyar Shechon Tzedek is talking about why are we building such silly Erevin? Why can't we just build regular walls? Why don't we have mubwis over here? Why are we using ropes? What's the Mishnah describing? It's a Shayara, it's a caravan in the middle of the Arabian desert. Shiyar Shechon Tzedek is a caravan traveling. Comes Friday afternoon. We ain't gonna work on Saturday, right? Sun's coming down behind, shines beneath the trees. You want to play that for us? Journeys? Okay. So, it's Friday afternoon. We got a chit-chat put together some kind of a makeshift mechitzes. So the Mishnah says, okay, Makifim Bechavol. Okay, stick a couple of spokes of wood into the ground. Make sure it's less than 3 tefachim b'kol in a day. So the Mishnayos are talking about real live situations, not just talking in the Velt Arayin. The Mishnah is telling you a real case. You have Jews on caravans with the camels, and they can't figure out a way to carry on Shabbos. So Makifim Bechavol. So Frek the Rosh. Why do we have to do that? Why don't follow Avdi Tursa Pesach? Why don't we make Tursa Pesachs? If anyway you're sticking poles into the ground, anyway you're making wires, just stick, instead of making 15 poles, make one long pole, one pole here, one pole here, and throw a wire across. Instead of making 3 wires, make one Tursa Pesach and call it a day. So what's the answer, says the Rosh? It must be the same answer. It's a what? It's a what?
Practical
consideration, logistical concern. We can't do it. The camels are going to knock it down. If we're a shayara, we're a caravan, we're traveling. The camels are doing us in. So the camels are ruining all the tourist apesachs. But in terms of halachically, says the Rosh, not only could we have made a tourist apesach, we would have preferred to make a tourist apesach and maybe not rely on some of these other funny coolers. That's the Rosh's first malach.
How does the camel get in?
I don't know. I don't know where the camel was. I have no idea. Okay? I don't even the Rush. There were no camels walking around Germany. I don't know. There are camels. State the camels. Okay. Inami, says the Rush. A halachic answer. Inami. How does Sharid and Pebachotzer of a mobile shesh but the urine? Of our bebicked lace but the urine, lo sharia. Says the Rush, a halachic answer. Peya. Peya does not mean payas, doesn't mean payas, it means Tzuris HaPesach. A peya, which is the wire on the top of the Tzuris HaPesach, the cool of Tzuris HaPesach, the permissibility of Tzuris HaPesach, only applies in a chotzer, in a mavoi, in cities, in areas where people are living. It's a mokam dira. But if you're out in the middle of the stick somewhere, out in the middle of the field, out in the middle of the Arabian desert, so then all Tzuris HaPesachs fail us. Tzuris HaPesachs are not matir unless you're in a mokam diurin. Mamish from left field, the Rosh has told us that. What in the world is that based on? So that's based on a whole theme that appears a little bit at the end of the first Berach of Erevin, a little bit at the middle of the second Berach of Erevin, that min haTorah, when you want to surround an area and make it into a Shesa Yochid, I couldn't care less whether somebody lives there, somebody's visiting, or somebody's just walking through it. That doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Min haTorah, the definition of a Shesa Yochid means an area that's around the three sides, four sides, whatever it is, with Mechitzas Yotzeh. That is the definition. However, midirabbanan, Chazal said that under certain circumstances, if the area is not a livable, not an inhabited area, we're going to hesitate with being matir that area. That the idea of Rishus Yochid, again, midiraisa, all you need is walls, but midirabbanan, it's got to be a little bit more than walls, it's got to be a little bit more of an inhabited, a little bit more of a living area. Just having Rishus Yochid in the middle of nowhere is something that we don't like on a level of midirabbanan sometimes. Now again, there are many, many detailed sugyas in the second Berach of Erevin, what the parameters of that statement are. One of the potential consequences of that din d'rabbanan is what the Rosh is referring to. The Rosh is saying, Tirus of Pesach on the love of the Araisa, of course Tirus of Pesach works. It works no matter where it is. But mid the Rabbanan, maybe we're going to shy away from Tirus of Pesach if the area is merely a Bika, the area is merely a Shiara, if it's not a Mokum Biurin. So maybe that's the reason why Chazal didn't want Tirus of Pesach. Not only that, the Erev team couldn't do it logistically, but the Rabbanim who were in the caravan also, they paskin that the Tirus of Pesach wouldn't work because it's not a Mokum Diurin. And therefore we have to look for other options, the other options being either Pasi Biros, the other options being the Makifim Bechavolim, Lovud, spokes in the ground, wires across, etc. So according to the first answer in the Rush, Tirus of Pesach could have worked in all these cases, but just logistically we couldn't figure out how to do it. According to the second answer, there's some serious halachic hesitation of the Amidin Rabbanan in the permissibility of Tirus of Pesach under these circumstances. So two approaches to the Rush. And again, the Rush was bothered with two kashas. He's bothered with these, and he's bothered with these. What happened to this? How come Tirus of Pesach doesn't make a grand appearance in both of these sugyas? That is a bomb kasha, right? Right. Why is Pasi Biros any better? I would say Tirus of Pesach is better than Pasi Biros. You're right. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. So I came to Ver Rosh. Of course, everybody realizes the Mechilas covered the Helge Rosh. Both the answers are very difficult. The first answer is difficult because, as someone who can't figure out where the camels are coming or going, you know, when we see like almost like a Betzius terror, it's like, oh, it could have worked, but the Erev maintenance team told us it can't work. Something bothers us. You can see the Rosh himself is bothered. That's why he necessitated a second teretz. Something bothers us with the second teretz. What bothers us with the second teretz is that, well, Shabbat Adav Zemiyadu. I mean, this idea of requiring Makom Diras does exist in Erevin, but we never found it in the Gemara explicitly about Tirus of Pesach. So the Rosh just made up a new prod, a new detail, just put the brakes on Tirus of Pesach, and the Rosh Hashita actually appears in Shulchan Aruch. It's quoted as Yeshav in Shulchan Aruch. And it doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. That limitation of Makom Dira is a Rosh's potential solution to why Tirus of Pesach doesn't make the grand appearance in the two sugyas of Pasi Biros, sugyas of Makif B'Chavon. So one can already begin to sense, I don't mean the weakness of the Rosh's terutzim, but the necessity of other Rishonim perhaps to come up with another solution to this problem. Comes the Vilna Gaon, Bir Hagra, I think I put in the Mamre Kerem, Bir Hagra. Zok the Bir Hagra, he says, Rabbi Sai, I just discovered what? What did the grudges discover? What did he just discover? From last sugya? This is the missing piece. This is the piece of the puzzle that we couldn't put our hands on last sugya. Says the Helik Hagra, the Rambam looked at the same two Mishnayos that the Rosh looked back, and he asked the same kasha of the Rosh. What happened to Tirus HaPesach in the Sugya Pasi Biros? What happened to Tirus HaPesach in the Sugya Makif Mechavolim? And you know what the answer the Rambam concluded was? Nish logistical problems, nish dira problems. You know what the problem is? If you are going to use Tirus HaPesach here, what you're going to do is, you're going to use the Tirus HaPesach to surround an entire area. You can't do that. Tirus HaPesach can't do that. Tirus HaPesach can only do certain things. Tirus HaPesach can work in very, very limited senses. What can Tirus HaPesach do? If and when you have a pirtz of more than 10, then you can patch it up with a Tirus HaPesach. Or if you have a pirtz of less than 10, but at least you have a Even if you have a parts of Bain, but the appearance is less than 10, that you can patch up with Tirus HaPesach. You want to build walls, quoting from Chaim yesterday. You want to build walls out of Tirus HaPesach. You want to take an area that has nothing around it. You want to walk around New Rochelle and make telephone wires all around New Rochelle and call that a Shusha Yochid. Says the Vilna Gaon, says the Ram Lohoyed Vamiyam. There never was such a locha. You mamash made it up Yeshmeyayin. There never ever was a statement of Chazal that you could take Tirus HaPesach and make a Shusha Yochid out of it. And therefore, if you want to go ahead and not be makif and mechavolim, you want to go ahead and not use Pasi Biros, you want to go down the route of Tirus HaPesach, forget it, says the Gra. That's where the Ram got it from. Those two kashas that the Rosh had to give his tutorism for, the Ram said, Eidye Shalai, Bakusha Mikra Leysa, Tirus HaPesach never worked, Bechia Gavna. So, Rabbi Sai, the Sugya makif and mechavolim of using love, that's the key code phrase for using love in Ruch HaShabbos, that Sugya is not just the kula, it may be the source for tremendous chumrah also. The fact that Chazal will matir lavud may imply, at least according to the Rambam Degra, that Tirusa Pesach doesn't work. So the entire Rambam, the makor for the Rambam in Chazal, or one of the makoros in Chazal, is the alternate answer to the Rosh's kasha. So Rabbi say that was just, it was really part of last year, but I had to just save it, keep everyone's appetite ready for the end of the week. Rabbi say, let's get back to lavud. So at the end of the day, this works. Whether other things work also, I don't know, but this works. These two bechitzas work. And they work in Shabbos, and they work in Sukkah as well. And we don't have any hesitation about that until we get to a Gemara on Daf Tezayin Rebeis. What is it? Tezayin Rebeis? Yeah. Bar Tezayin Rebeis. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara is really, really chiseling away building these Sukkahs. Really trying to cut down on how much wood we're using. So the very bottom of this out of it is Amr B'Ami. Tasar bo ubashu mati besukah mishum doifin. Umokim le bepachas mishleisha tvachim samach le doifin. Chapachas mishleisha samach le doifin ke lava dami. B'Ami says, I could build you a sukkah with a piece of wood, with the piece of a wood. I'm trying to make the shtayim kilchasons. I'm trying to make a seven tvachim sukkah. I could build it for you with four tefachim plus a little bit of a mashu. How can I do that? Very simple. Let's say this is one wall of the sukkah, so this wall is built in it, okay? Rabbi Ami says, you're very low on wood. I don't need another seven tefachim wood. Give me a 4.1. Right? If you give me a 4.1 and I position it perfectly, so what does perfect mean? What's the space here? 2.9. So lavud kicks in. Lavud kicks in. Not only does lavud kick in, listen to this one. Not only does lavud kick in to say that the 4.1 is mitzuraf to the other main wall, but we count the 2.9 towards the 7 tvachim. And hocus pocus, what do we have? Lo and behold, we have 7 tvachim of a wall. Now, obviously, we're going to need, I mean, come on, everybody knows, we're going to need a we'll fix up the other side, but that's not Rabbi Ami's point. Rabbi Ami's going to tell this Gevaldi Yechidish that you can build a sukkah with a 4.1 piece of wood as long as you position it properly and you got lavud in there. I can't do Rabbi Ami. So comes Tosus, and there's the strange kasha against Rabbi Ami. Comes Tosus and says, if you're already telling me how to be cheap on wood, you're already trying to cut down your bill in Home Depot, I can cut it down even further, says Tosus. Before B'Yami came along, I thought you needed seven tefachim wide piece of wood. Kamash 1, 4.1 is good enough. Comes Tosus and says, I can do better than Rabbi Ami. How can you do better than Rabbi Ami? So Tosus and Yadayim and Aleph. Another kasha. Tosus says, the old kasha tfei, the b'shei pasin, Sheyesh b'chol echad chatzi tefach u'mashu u'saki. The muki chad b'pachas b'gimel samach l'doifin. V'idach magi b'pachas b'gimel samach l'rishayin. Chatzi tefach u'mashu. Let's see if we can do this. We have to work out the architecture here. Let's build a sukkah hazoi. Right, really, really trying to be skimpy on the wood over here. Right? So first thing is we want to take the biggest advantage of the first what? How far do we want this piece of wood to be? As far as we can get, right? We're going to stretch as far as we can. So we want to make sure we have the 2.9 in here. Okay? Instead of making a very, very big piece of wood, what should you do? How much? 0.6. Okay, 0.6, right? Chatzi tefach u'mashu. Then, what can I do? What am I entitled to again? Another 2.9 break. Okay? And then I make this again 0.6. I really hope the math's going to add up. Let's see. 2.9 plus 2.9 is how much? 5.8. 0.6 or 0.6. 1.2. What? Look at that! The magic number. Common Core. Okay? Those who don't have kids don't know what I'm talking about. Common Core. Hopefully by the time you have kids, it'll be done. Okay. Yeah.
Why does Tosfos only ask this question on this case? The Gemara beforehand just brought a case where you only need four and a little bit vertically, because you have love from the top and the bottom. So Tosfos
okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this type of kasha. Tosfos says you're already skimping on wood. Skimp better. What's wrong with this sukkah? So Tosfos, I'll tell you what's wrong with this sukkah. Says Tosfos, not going to work. Yes, Loima, Mishim Dabini Bissel Pekam the Erevin, Chol Mechitza, Shaina Shal Shasi the Erev, Eina Mechitza. Vim Hayishne Passin, Shain Bukhalech and Arbo, have a look at Mechitza Shal Shasi. Because Tyson says, look at the first parak of Erevin, where the Gemara Mishnah, the Gemara quote of Machloik is about if you have a Mechitza, an Erevin, Shal Shasi or Shal Erev. What does a Mechitza Shal Shasi or Erev mean? I'm sorry that I erased the pictures before. But a mechitza shal shasi v'erev is either this, shal shasi or shal erev, either one. I always forget which is which. Okay? Either vertical or horizontal. That was a mechitza shal shasi or o shal erev. So we thought that was the greatest things in the world. That's makifim mechavolim. You can build mechitza like that. The shiar shal shasi is gevaldik. Not so simple. The Mishnah quotes one opinion that says that those mechitzas are not so good. They're not so perfect. And there are actually certain limitations on them, and there are machlekes at Tanoim, what limitations are. Some Tanoim say they're only good if there are makom diran, some Tanoim say they're only good if there are a lot of people there, and some Tanoim say they're only good if they're not so big. You have a half dozen different permutations in Tanoim as to what limitations we give on these funny mechitzas. A real mechitza is mechitza shel shasi v'shel erev. This is shel shasi v'erev. It's a solid brick mechitza. A mechitza shel shasi o shel erev is makifim b'chavolim. So comes to us and says, the reason why nobody wanted to be matir, Rabbi Yami didn't want to be matir this, because this kind of a mechitza is in effect a mechitza shel shasi o shel erev. It's just a little stick. You're basically putting a little stick into the ground. If you have a pas dalid, you have something that's a real piece, a real chunk, a real solid piece of wood, that's already a mechitza. So between the pas dalid, two different cases, between the pas dalid and the first case, right? Between the pas dalid, the 4.1 plus the 2.9, so this is a piece of wood, this is a mechitza, this is a shei mokum, and therefore this doesn't run the risk of being a mechitza shel shasi o shel erev. But this, a 0.6 piece of wood, what's the point? There's a twig in the middle of the ground, that's like putting spokes in the ground, so that wouldn't be good, says Tosfos. You can't build a mechitza for something like that. That's ridiculous. That's what the Gemara says in Erevin, that you can't do that because it's a mechitza shel shasi o shel erev, which is not acceptable under normal circumstances, even in Hilchos Shabbos. So therefore, Tosfos, that's what Rabbi Abi insisted on what he insisted. Ad kan divrei Tosfos. Rabbi said this Tosfos is piloi ploim she'ein kamayu. What's the problem with this Tosfos? Tosfos just told us, in no uncertain terms, that in order to satisfy the requirements of Hilchos mechitzas for Hilchos Sukkah, it has to be a what? A mechitza shel shasi ve'erev, which is tantamount to saying, what can you not rely on to build mechitza v'sukkah? You can't rely on? On lavud. That's what I just said. Relying on lavud means that you're accepting these kinds of mechitzas. These kinds of mechitzas. Mekif mechavolim. If Tosfos is telling you that you can't do, what is this? How is this any different than this? If the Mishnah says this is good, so what? How is this any different? So what are you going to say? You're going to say, you're right, that lover doesn't work for mechitzas for sukkah. That's, you have to walk away from Tosfos. Lover doesn't work for mechitzas for sukkah. What's the problem? How can you say such a thing? Lover doesn't work for mechitzas for sukkah. What's the problem, everybody say? It's against what? It's against the Brais of Zion. The Brais just pemole, ubevash lo yehevin kalachavir, mutfachim. So what is Tosfos talking about? Who here read this Tosfos? Who here realized that they had no idea what Tosfos is talking about? Good. Who here knows the answer to what Tosfos is talking about? This Tosfos at first glance is temmoli against that sugya.
Tosfos still says you can use lavud because Rabbi Ami's case is lavud.
You can use lavud, but you can't use uvavach lo yia ben kar lechavero. You can't have 15. You can use lavud if you have a real piece of wood. If you have a real piece of wood and it's lover to the wall, that you can use. But that's not what it says on Dav Zayin. What does it say on Dav Zayin, if I'm not mistaken? And it says, Ubuvad Shalo Yehei Ben Kona Lechaveira. Shalosha Kona Lechaveira means spokes in the ground. So Tosfos is against the Braisa. on Daf Zayin. What in the world is Tosfos talking about? When you have Ariv also? No. Who said
that?
Tosa said that? Tosa says, the Gemara, the Bryce says, well, Vach Levin Konala Chaveru, you will talk him. No, 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 no. The Ritva quote is also saying the Chiddush is that even though it's not, doesn't meet 100% all the standards of Erevin, it's still okay in Masechah Sukkah. It's good. Mm-hmm. Whatever you think about Erevin, it's still good in Sukkah. So what's Pshat Tosfos? So comes the Magen Avraham with the solution to the problem. I put the Mishnah Berurah in the Maamar Kamos, right? He's quoting right out of a Magen Avraham. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, Pshat Tosfos is very, very simple. How many walls are in the sukkah? Is this a three-wall sukkah or a four-wall sukkah? If it's a four-wall sukkah, then you have a right to invoke the principle of Zion of an Aleph. Love it works, everything's gevaldic, and no problem. If it's only a three-wall sukkah, then you're stuck, and then you have no right to invoke Lovehood. And can't be a Magen Avraham. So the Brisa of Zion talk about a four-wall sukkah, Tosfos of the Yud Zion talk about a three-wall sukkah, and Shalma Yisrael. What do we say about, we don't want to say anything negative about the Magen Avraham, but if one of you would answer that kasha, you know what I would say? I'd say, like, why is that relevant? Three walls and four walls, like, true but irrelevant. The two different sukkahs but irrelevant. What does the first mission in sukkah say? Sukkah only needs three walls. So why would the fourth wall do it? If you built the fourth wall, then we let you be maker, and then you can build a loved sukkah. And if you built three walls sukkah, then we won't let you. What is this, a game? Put up more walls, then we'll negotiate with you. What do the words mean? Where did the Magen Avraham get this from? And conceptually, does it make any sense for us?
No.
We're not talking about that. That's what the Magen Avraham said. Magen Avraham said, if you built a four-wall sukkah, then you could build it with love it at all four walls. But if you chose to build a three-wall sukkah, then you have to make sure to build it real. That's what the Magen Avraham said. Pshat and Tosfos. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So first of all, when you see a sheet like this, you have to ask two questions. First of all, where did it come from, and how do you explain it? So I'll tell you where it came from. It came from Tosfos. This Tosfos itself actually suggests it. If you take a look, take a look back at the top, towards the top of that Tosfos. It's about four or five lines into the skinny lines. First one was Ein Shayach. Tosfos was tippling about something else, and Tosfos says, Ein Shayach lechalik klal, ben sukkah shall gibel defanus and sukkah shall arba. Tosfos was trying to answer a certain nekuda by saying, don't tell me a story that's doing three walls and four walls. So you know what the Magen Avraham did with that line in Tosfos? Magen Avraham says, ooh! Why did Tosfos even say that? Tosfos said, don't say that. It's like when somebody says, don't say something. You know what that means? If I say, don't say something, what does that mean? Yeah. It means there's already half a minute to say it. I wouldn't say to you, don't say it, if I didn't think you were going to say it. So with the fact that Tosfos says, v'loy teimba, v'ein shayach l'chali, don't make such a silly half, don't make such a silly chilav, zem fendor says, magadam sef from Tosfos, that up their sleeve, in the back of their mind, they thought there was something to that chiluk, but they immediately squashed it and said, Ein l'chalik. Says the Magen Avraham, you're right. Tosfos, six lines earlier, had it up their sleeve, and immediately threw it out the window. And you know what, says the Magen Avraham? Said, Tchias HaMeis, it resurfaces at the end of the Tosfos. When Tosfos came to the conclusion that there's no other way to answer than to say, because remember, now they got stuck with the Rabbi Ami Kasha, and they had to be medayik from Rabbi Ami that lava doesn't work, and they knew that they're against the Sugya of Zion, says the Magen Avraham, it must be that Tosfos is coming back to that spur that they threw out the window 5 minutes earlier. And the Emes is up to Magen Avraham, it's 3:4. That's the Emes of Pshat of the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham did show you inside a text that has such a distinction, but between me and you, it's a very, very weak text, because it's a text that Tosfos was negating, not supporting. So that's the best the Magen Avraham could do in terms of bringing a raya v'ksav to this idea. But I want to try to analyze this idea a little bit. This notion of the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Magen Avraham, the halacha, that is the din, that if you have a four-wall sukkah, we'll give you the break of lava, three-wall sukkah, we don't. What in the world is that based on? What could that possibly be based on?
Tosu says that just Shesi or just Erev has certain limitations. Is that according to everyone? Didn't the Chacham in that Gemara say that?
Yes, Machlek is a Tanaim about that.
So maybe you could say...
But there are some... Okay, you're already in the next Teretz. Okay? I'm not going to run. So let's think a little bit about what this idea is of three walls it's bad, four walls it's no good. What could that possibly be based on? But by saying, this is a fundamental sukkah question. We probably should have talked about it in that base. You don't need a fourth wall of a sukkah. You really don't. The Mishnah says you don't need it. But even though you don't need it, is there anything fundamentally different between a three-wall sukkah and a four-wall sukkah? Yeah. That was definitely yes. The rest of them posed the question. Okay? Oh. So exactly, it's more of a dira. You want to support that theory a little bit?
No.
Okay. Who wants to support that theory? That a fourth wall does mean something. It's more of a dira.
Physically, it's more enclosed.
Yeah, we know. Okay, I know that, but I'm saying halach. I want to raya.
If you have schach puzzle in the middle, if you only have three walls.
Okay, so having a fourth wall may help you in certain ways. That's true. But I'm not sure the answer is it yet. It's more of a bias.
You have more.
Okay, but who says the sukkah is mild after a bias? Dira. There's the kavod, there's
the roi. Like
right, but at the end of the day, you don't really need that, the Gemara says, because as long as you have roi l'kach. So you're right. I hear what everyone's saying. I want to bring your following raya. There's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kav Ches of a bias. We've talked about this Tosfos many times in the past in other contexts. Tosfos asks a funny kash. Tosfos asks, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin that midirabbanan you have to blow shofar more than the din derais is. Midatar you have to blow a very very limited amount, and midirabbanan you have to blow much more. The arvus hasatan. So Frekta is a famous kashrut. What's the famous kashrut Tosfos? How can you blow more? Isn't it a violation of what? About Tosfos. Tosfos famous kashrut. So the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin says the kashrut is kushim ekar leisa. The Rashba doesn't think it's a good kashrut altogether. Why? Who remembers? Who remembers? We spoke about this 100 times in the past.
Same.
No, that's not the Rashba stance. What's the Rashba? Because Beisdin. Rashba holds that Baltaisa is only when the Yochid is Moisif, not when the Rabbanim are Moisif. When the Beisdin Agola makes it the Kodah to do something, that's not called Baltaisa. It's a famous sheet. It's a Rashba against the Ramban of the Torah, but the Rashba is a famous sheet in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Baltaisa is for Yechidim, not for the Beisdin. But Tosfos didn't hold that way. Tosfos held like the Ramban, Pashas Veschanan, that Baltaisa could apply to Beisdin as well. And therefore, Tosfos posed the question. Tosfos gives the answer. That's the famous answer that I'm referring to. Tosfos says, what Tosfos means when you change the Tzuras HaMitzvah. Either you put five batim in tefillin, you take a fifth min, things of that nature, you add another day to Sukkot. That's about Tosfos. When you simply repeat a pre existing mitzvah over and over and over, you do the same thing over again, that's not called Tosfos. And Tosfos says, I'll prove to you it's not called about Tosfos. Tosfos says, because after all, you're allowed to eat more matzah. You don't have to eat just a kezayis matzah. You can eat more than a kezayis. Why is that about Tosef? That's not about Tosef. I'm not changing the mitzvah. I'm just quantitatively doing more. So too, you have to blow 9 kailas. If you quantitatively blow 100 kailas, that's just repeating the same mitzvah over again. That's not called about Tosef. Then Tosef says, I'll bring you another raya. Tosef says, the din is you only need three walls in a sukkah. If you want to build a fourth wall, you're allowed to. Nuchum, you can't build a fourth wall. We all build four wall sukkahs. Why is it about Tosif? That's Tosif's cash. Tosif Rosh Hashanah Kipchas, that's the cash. Every time you build a fourth wall of sukkah, what's fundamentally different between building a fourth wall of sukkah and putting another bias into your tefillin? Tosif says, no, there's a big difference. When you put another bias into your tefillin, what does that mean, you put another bias in? You put another parasha, a different parasha in. You put a Nech Hashem Lekecha in there. So if you put a Seres Adibris into your tefillin, that's a shinoy in the mitzvah. That's not a repetition of the mitzvah. Whereas by Defadas HaSukkah, the Torah said you only need three, and you chose to put in a fourth. The fourth is just a repetition of the first three, and therefore that's not called nothing. So Tosis brings that as a raya to his Yisrael. And then Tosis backpedals a little bit and says, no, it's not really a raya. You know why it's not a raya, says Tosis? Because maybe we could justify building the fourth wall on other grounds. What are the other grounds? What are the other grounds to justify the fourth wall? Tosis says, even though you don't need it, but when you do it, it's more of a kiyum of dira. That's a greater dira. That's a greater teshuvah dira when you build that fourth wall. That's more of a makom dira, more of an inyan of dira than building the fourth wall. Azoy shteitin Tosis. Now again, Tosis didn't back out from the Yisrael. They believe that Yisrael is true, that it's mutter to build that fourth wall, and they believe that you're allowed to blow more kodesh. They believe you're allowed to eat more matzah. They're not questioning that Yisrael, but they're only questioning the raya that they brought from Sukkah. They're not so convinced of such a starker raya, because efshu we can defend the lack of Baltaysev on other grounds. The defense was, no, Baltaysev is based on a different cheshbin, because putting in that fourth wall is a greater kiyum of teshuvah came to do. By the way, you see a lot from this Tosis. This Tosis is a packed Tosis. What do you see from this Tosis? Tosis is solving a problem deraisa. They have a real posed a challenge in the Torah. They asked a real question in the Torah: what right do you have to build a fourth wall to your sukkah? New kasha. What heck did you have to build a fourth wall? And they don't want to go down the route of the shofar ends yet. They want to show you there's a different model, a different mahalach to explain a level deraisa what is not about Tosis. Because the greater key of Tosis can do. What do you see from here, everybody saying? What? How many do you compute to bring from this Tosis? If they read every line and taste every word, it tastes with midayik. Chok divrei kochem. No. What is Tosis using Teshuvah Kei Tadura in, Rabbi say?
Walls.
In the what? In the Chavtzeh. They're using Teshuvah Kei Tadura as a matir to build the sukkah in a way that would have otherwise smacked the Baltaysev. We would have had a Baltaysev. We would have given them Malchus Baltaysev. No, what's saving the guy from Malchus Baltaysev is the din of Teshuvah Kei Tadura. That changes the Chavtzeh. That's very reminiscent of who? Who does that sound like? That's Rav Yor territory. That's very not who?
Rambam.
Very not Brisker Rav Rambam Hutzin, right? So by the end of the year, you have to collect all the Maimon Koyim about this Teshuvah Kei Tadura did in the Gavah, did in the Chavtzeh. So you have to remember a Brisker Rabbi Hutzin and a Rav Yor by 7x7 and a Tosis and Rosh Hashanah by Bal Tosif. It's all the same. Fundamentally, you keep on repeating itself. What else do you see, though, from this Tosis? Again, Tosis defending a lack of violation about Tosif and level deraisa. Wait, let's think for a second. Do you have to do this fourth wall?
No.
You don't have to. So why are you doing it? You're doing it almost to be mahadid the sukkah, to get a bigger kiyum, a greater kiyum. What's Tosif telling you? That's not a what? When you do things as a what? When you do things lahadir as a mitzvah? When you do things to enhance the mitzvah, you didn't have to. If you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, my yaitzim, three walls sukkah, the answer is yeah, but sukkah, three times, that's it. You don't need that fourth wall. Min HaTorah, you don't really need it. But since deraisa, there's a kiyum to have it, it's a good thing to have, it's meaningful in the love of deraisa, that's enough to get you out about Tosif. Why is that? Why is it about Tosif determining what the ikra din is? If I'm being meisif on what the ikra din is, why is that about Tosif? So you see an interesting insight from Tosif. That calls man that I'm doing something lahadir as a mitzvah, that by definition is not about Tosif. That's perish of Tosif. That's found as Tosif. So you see two chidushim, gedolim from Tosif, that there's a kiyum of Teshuvah Kei Tadura in the Chefza, and as long as we've identified a kiyum, a hidur kiyum in a level of deraisa, that's enough to get you out of Tosif. That idea that Tosis is telling us, that's the third parak. The Alpha Mitzvah, the second half of the year, we'll get to the third parak, Lulva Gozl. That's a very Lulva Gozl-y different discussion. Anyone knows the Raya for Tosis? What's the Raya for Tosis? related to the Akuda. What's the raya brua for Tosfos that when you do something der hidur mitzvah, that's not called up Tosfos? It's all related to that sugya. Hadas. Talk to Rambam. If a guy goes ahead and sukkis, and he says, "Oh, enough eight others. Only have to take three. Oh, three. That doesn't look nice. Let me take another 25 and make it really geschmack looking." Says the Rambam, "Gives a day. That's fine." Frak the Rambam himself is achbal toisif, and for the Rambam, they're doing l'noi. As long as you're doing l'noi, that's not also, it's not derech hasofa. This about toisif is when you're doing derech hasofa. You're doing a derech or an oisai. That's a dishkei about toisif. Famous sheet is the Rambam Nuchas Lulav. So what the Rambam says in Nuchas Lulav, vis-a-vis adding Hadassim, Tosfos is saying in Masechet Hashana, vis-a-vis adding the defunas of the Sukkah. And anyone know the Rai for the Rambam? What's the Rai for the Rambam? The Bar Kokhba coins that they dug up. And one of the coins, not of the Bar Kokhba coins in Masai, one of the coins they dug up from the time around the Chorban or so, but after the Chorban. So on the back of the coin, there was a, like we have Lahava, a picture in the White House, the back of the coin. So there's a back of the coin was a picture of Dalad Ninim. That was the emblem, that was a symbol. Plaza, picture of a lulav and esrog. Anyone ever see the picture of that? Who's got a picture? Come on, check it out quickly. The back of the coin, what does it look like? What do you got from me? Back of the coin, I don't remember the Bar Kokhba coin, another coin. Back of those coins there, picture of Dalad Ninim. The tech in the high tech here, the very low tech. Nothing. Nothing showing up. What do you got for me? I can't believe we're doing this. There we go. That's not a lulav.
Some leaves here.
Where's the lulav? Who's got for me? Anyone got it? What? You got a picture? I don't know. How many Hadassim are there? Okay. Hazor Shtet and Shittes around them. Okay? So the Rambam was mechavin to the coins, Tais and Rosh Hashanah, it's all part of the same story. Okay? One of the collector's items, if you want, not just coins, collector's item, another collector's item is Sam Sofer in the Siman in Shulchan Aruch about Birchas Kohanim says that's the answer to the Peladik Ramah. The Ramah, beginning of Hilchos Nesias Ketayim. The Gemara says, Beferish and Maseches Ksubis, that if a Yisrael gets up in Duchins, it's an Isser Asay. Amor Lahem, Veloli Yisrael, a non canal out of Duchin. The Gemara says, Maseches Shabbos in the 16th Perek, that Rabbi Yossi said he wasn't a Kohen, but he never wanted to fight with anybody. He said, Lo Avarte Divi Chaverai, if somebody would pester me and say, go up in Duchin, I would do it also, not to make a fight. So Tosha says, what? I would do an Isser Deraisa, not to make a fight. So what's going on? We'll figure out what's going on. So Zok de Ramon and Simukov Chavchas, the answer is like this. Vamed Ramum, there's an Isser for Yisrael to Duchin. That's if he goes up on his own. But if he goes up with a bunch of other Kohanim, then it's okay. Sistri Taira, what's going on? What's the Ramon talking about? So Zok de Chassam Sofer, his notes in the Sashach Roch, he means exactly like this Ramon. Like this text. It says Chassam Sofer, because if Yisrael goes up on his own to Duchen, there's no other Kohanim around, it's like a Bal Tosef. The Torah said, Kohen, and you're going to Duchen yourself. That's like a Hosafa mitzvah, you're changing the mitzvah. But if there are other Kohanim going up anyway, so why are you going up for? If there are 30 Kohanim in Shul, why are you going up for? What's the answer? The Kohanim don't know how to sing, they're off key. So you're going up there to help them, to make it look a little like, you come to Shul, there are only 3 Kohanim, everyone's embarrassed. Everyone thinks this is not the right place to be. Like you come the first day of Pesach, there are only 3 Kohanim. Why? Because they're all in the Pesach programs. So I had to get out. I've been held back. I've been so good. It's almost kissed them. I haven't made a shlach yet. So here you have, there are only 3 Kohanim in Shul. Everybody's gone on a cruise somewhere. It looks very embarrassing. I feel that. I was told that there are some communities that people are embarrassed to daven in their own shul on Pesach because they don't want anyone to know at their home. So everybody goes to different shuls. So everyone plays round robin. So the 3 Kohanim in Shul, and everyone feels embarrassed. So a few of the Israelim go to join them to help the choir a little bit. So some says that's okay. Because you're doing l'na'as as a mitzvah, l'hadas a mitzvah. Whenever you're doing l'hadas a mitzvah, that's not called the hosof. So you have three cases. You have Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, you have a Rambam by Lulav, you have the Bar Kokhba coins, four cases, and you have the Sam Tzofer. So Rabbi said, why am I telling you all this? Well, so let's get back to why did I get into this discussion. Because what do you see from this Tosfos? How do you say from this Tosfos? That you don't need a fourth wall of the sukkah. But if you build it, it's meaningful. It's meaningful to the extent that it can be mafkiya about Tosif because it enhances the dira. It's more of a makom dira. Rabbi said, what is the problem with lavud in mechitzis? Tell me the problem. Give me the problem of lavud. Why is lavud not so? Why are we not so comfortable with lavud? If it was never on Rosh Hashanah, it's a mechitzah. What could be wrong with it? What's the answer, Rabbi Say? That both in Hilchos Shabbos, to a certain degree, and in Hilchos Sukkah, to a great degree, we don't just want to build walls. We really, truly, at our hearts, want to create a makom dira. In Sukkah, we zichli for sure want to, because Teshuvah Taduru is pushing us in that direction. And even to a lesser degree in Hilchos Shabbos, we also were sensitive to dira. How do I know we're sensitive to dira? Who told me? But all those sugyas in the second paragraph of Aaron that say, if you have a place that's not a makom mukaf l'dira, all of a sudden, if nobody's living there, then we get very, very weary. Remember, what did the Rosh tell us? If it's not a makom dira, what did the Rosh say? What fails? Even just the Pesachs fall down, there's no makom dira. Half the Tavarim say, ein makif mechavolan, at least in the fullest sense, if it's not a makom dira. If you have places in an Erev that are based aside, so hook full of Dira, can disrupt the entire Erev. Dira does play a role in Hilchos Shabbos and Erevin. Again, maybe only on the level of the Rabbanan. On Sukkot is for sure the level of the Raisa. So perhaps what's ultimately bothering Chazal about these Lavud Mechitzas is that it's very nice and cute that they work, but the area is not inhabitable. This is not a makom hamukaf l'dira. So again, on the love of the Rabbanan, I mean, that Torah, the whole thing is good. But perhaps on the love of the Rabbanan, Chazal came with the following pshara. Chazal said, you know, if you build a four-wall sukkah made out of lavud, what it's lacking in dira, in lavud, it's almost making up in that fourth wall. But if you build a three-wall sukkah, and the three walls themselves are lavud straps, I said, lack of dira goes to be zet. You're losing on all fronts. You're 0-2. You don't have four walls, so anyway, you're standing on you're about to collapse your dira standards. And you're building with lavud also to boot. It's not going to work. Maybe it's a beer. Otherwise, I don't know any other beer to explain conceptually this Magen Avraham. So I appreciate where the Magen Avraham came from. I know why he had to come up with the teretz, because otherwise the teretz is against the Gemara. And I saw the source in the Tosfos for the idea of the Magen Avraham, but a little bit of a beer, we tried to give a mash, a little tipa min hayam, to try to defend this idea of the Magen Avraham.
Isn't three walls halakhically, I mean, we know halakh would be okay. The fourth wall would just be extra.
No, I understand. No, but you put all four with lavuds.
Yeah, I know, so I'm saying three walls is not like you're lacking the fourth
wall. Yeah, you're on a level of deraisa, you're right. But based on a Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, on a level of deraisa, we'll look at it and we'll say, it's kosher, but it's not so dira-ish.
So that means that you have to go past what the halakha said.
That's the din derabbanan, right? The din derabbanan was that even though in a Torah it's okay, we really want that imagery of dira to be fulfilled, and we're gonna superimpose imageries of dira.
So why would three walls, even if you're not using love, would be okay?
Because there you have to some degree dira. I mean, three walls to some degree dira, non-lover to some degree dira. When you combine the two together, three walls with a lover, then you're really, really lacking dira in Torah. Again, this is all as far as dira. Minat Torah, none of this is true. But Minat Torah, none of the other limitations are true either. According to the Rosh, what Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work with a Torah in a Makom Shet and dira, that's true, they can't be.
So the fourth case of the Magen Avraham love it all around?
Yeah, either three walls all around or four walls all around.
You say if you had like two rear walls and one wall of lavud.
So that would still be a problem, right? The Magen Avraham didn't. Right, the Magen Avraham, right. The Magen Avraham sounds like you need four, right.
Isn't the case that we're talking about, like, you have two walls and the third one is lavud?
No, well, yes, everything is lavud, right? The Magen Avraham says you built four walls, or even that is also a problem. The Magen Avraham says if you want to use lavud, then you have to have four walls of lavud. You, or two real walls and two walls are lavud. You can't build a sukkah based on three lavud walls. That's what the Magen Avraham says you can't do.
Two walls, real walls, and one lavud wall. No. More dear than four lavud walls.
Two and one. I don't know.
Then you have at least two.
I don't know. So smart, it's a suggestion. I'm just suggesting. Came to me. You like it? You don't like it? It's your choice. No, but there you're combining it. That's not the makifim mechavam. That's not the sticking of kanim. There you're putting a piece, and then you're combining it with the tzuras haPesach. So that's more. That's the kul in the shlishis. That's a special kul in the shlishis. Okay, so by saying we have more work to do on this Tosfos, because this is only one of the versions of this Tosfos. This is the Magen Avraham Mishneh Berurah's version, but there are at least two other versions, the Gedolei Acharonim, as to how to read Tosfos. Hopefully we'll try to finish that up on Sunday, and the next video. I'll give you just a little bit of a chizuk before...